Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Well, good morning, and how the hell goes it?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Welcome to K-Rock, Klein Alley Show on a Wednesday morning. Today we'll be
What are you guys doing, dude?
Well, we got
our new president already signed a new law into effect that we have to start every show with his favorite song.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, cool.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Great. Now we're talking. Now I got good vibes.
No. Omar, this is his favorite song. He also said that we have to play this one.
Oh, really? Which one?
Yeah.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Oh, there we go.
Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating
like
the cat.
I like that song.
Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
All right. Now, no. Hello, everyone.
All right. Good morning. Today, a brand new day begins, not only because...
Also, he's already talking about putting in work, and this is what he was asked.
Just a yes or no, you still do not have a plan.
I have concepts of a plan.
Still, get that plan together.
Yeah.
You better have it ready to go. That's the big news waking up to this morning. Perhaps you saw it last night before you went to bed.
Yeah, listen, I don't care what side you're on, but man, people were losing their minds last night, weren't they?
They sure were. Well, it's interesting because they're trying to make TV, and they're trying to make compelling TV. So even though they are giving you the results of the election for president, They know, just like at a football game when a team's up 47-0, they still try to do that whole, I've seen crazier things have happened.
I know, it was like the map was all red, yeah. And they're like, you know what?
This county, she is winning.
Right.
I'm like, what are they doing here?
There was a lot of the, there's still a path to victory. Now, there's six voters left in Alaska. If all six of them...
Just because there's still a path doesn't mean anyone's going to take the path.
Yeah, but they didn't want to do that thing where it was clear, you know, and then they would go to the correspondents at both of the different headquarters, and they would say spirits are lukewarm at best at the Harris headquarters, and you would just see a bunch of people crying.
Totally.
And then they would go, but it's still pretty close. Let's see what's going on over in Trump land. It'd be like firing guns in the air.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And
Yosemite Sam's having a party. Yeah.
But they go like, but you know what? It's too early to call. And
I know.
And I'm watching this on my couch.
I'm like, the New York Times says he has a 90% chance of winning, and it's 6 p.m.
Yeah, I'm like, this doesn't seem too early to call.
I know. But last night, my wife was like, come on, don't lose hope. I was like, Katie, it's done.
Well.
It's done now.
Hey, there you go. So, congratulations if Trump was your guy, and if not, then...
Let me get my shoes.
Get your shoes, buddy. You got 4 years. You got to get them shoes ready to go.
Look, hey, if you are a person who voted Republican and wanted Republicans to control everything and get more done, this is the opportunity. So, we'll see how it goes, you know?
And look, and...
A lot of people think that the Democrats have that opportunity and failed. So let's see what happens on the other side.
Locally, and the thing that really forced me to go wait in line at a high school yesterday and vote was not even about the presidential election, because we live in California and it doesn't really matter. But
it was about the cheerleaders.
It was about looking at the high school cheerleaders. And I'd like to go when they are practicing the pyramid. No. I wanted to. That's not fair because that's an out of context clip that I got. I got roped into
since
it.
Since when do we care about out of context?
Now I wanted to make sure that George Gascon would lose his job because I think that I've slowly watched this beautiful state of California, specifically Los Angeles, turn into a real steaming pile of ass. And the crime that's been running rampant is out of control, and I'm glad to see that.
Have people robbing stores and people in their homes and also getting caught on camera and not caring because they know that even if they get arrested, they'll be out within 24 hours and doing it again. So I think that's the main thing people really wanted to change locally.
I don't like it now that when I go into a CVS or a Walgreens and want to get a candy bar, I got to get three guys with keys to come and unlock the plastic so that I can get a goddamn candy bar.
And it's a whole lot easier to just walk out with it.
Right. So anyway, as a result, I'm glad that that problem is solving and, we move on. Another day of living in democracy. What a beautiful thing.
Some people would disagree.
Text line's fired up.
Also shocked to see this last night.
I just wanted to say good morning and thanks to my biggest supporter, Ali Jasnan. Your support on Crook, going vocal support to your audience, is really what pushed us over the finish line. Today is a win for U.S. both, Trump and Pooges.
I think he said Trump and Poogers. Poogers.
I think Klein wrote that and had a lot of typos. That's what it sounds like. Ally George.
Well, let me hear that again. Hold on. I think that was a real message from Trump for Ally, and I think we should hear it again and forget that it sounds like it's got a lot of typos in it.
Here we go.
I just wanted to say good morning and thanks to my biggest supporter, Ally Jasnan. Your support on Crook and your ongoing vocal support to your audience is really what pushed us over the finish line. Today is a win for U.S. both. Trump and Pooges.
Trump and Pooges.
Trump and Pooges. I love Trump.
You have that quote.
Let's just keep it rolling.
That's the quote, right?
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
All right, we got a decent show planned for you today, believe it or not. If you need a distraction, we're here for you. You want us to...
If you need a process, we're here for you. If you want to celebrate, we're here for you.
Whitney Cummings will be joining us later this morning on the show. Once again, we're live all morning, not just on the radio, but also on YouTube. If you want to wake up with us visually, you can do that as well. Go to K-Rock's YouTube page and get in on that. This is K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Ellie's show, live on K-Rock.
So don't go to the YouTube, right? That is awful. What the hell?
We're figuring it out. It's a work in progress. You know us, so we don't really figure it out and make it perfect. We just kind
of
go.
Come on, give us some of this. That's what I want to hear.
It's a party day. Yes, baby.
Oh, man. I think we would get kicked off if we played that.
There's a lot of rules.
That's right.
So we're doing the show live on K-Rock as always, and people wanted more visual stimulation. So here we are also live on YouTube. You're more than welcome to join along. Just go to K-Rock's YouTube, and I think you can just see that we're actively live and watch the show as it unfolds. So you can see everything that happens today, like Ally Knows the News and Bamboozled, some Whitney Cummings, surprises. Also got stuff to give you today, like King's Tickets, and, of course, dealing with a variety of people's emotions because we're like pretty much like untrained therapists on this show. Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hi, Klein. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to say I took Wednesday off and I'm drunk.
Oh.
And...
okay, was that it?
Is this a post-election drunk? Is this a middle-of-the-week drunk? What is the reason that you're hammered right now?
I don't know. I'm literally going to take every Wednesday off until the end of the year.
Good for you.
Yeah. And, I don't know how I feel today because Trump's a piece of trash. Anyways, but, love you guys.
Hey, love you too. What are you drinking? What is your booze of choice this morning? Sounds like all of the above.
You can call me Lady Chardonnay. I would like to join the group.
You mean the Drunk Avengers?
The AA Avengers?
Yeah. I would like to be Lady Chardonnay.
Hey, great. We should add some women. Oh, we can't add any more women now because of the change in Congress.
God damn it. Lady Chardonnay.
K-Rock, we are Klein Ally Show live on K-Rock, and today, and who knows, for a limited time, also you can enjoy us live visually on the YouTube as well. Tomorrow, 7:30, a big announcement. That's right, Ally, you look great.
Thank
That's the first review from our YouTube stream. Play it again so we can all hear the quote in its entirety. I don't want to be misquoted. That's the one.
Oh, great.
That's good stuff. Hey, Ryan and Tustin, good morning. Thanks for the interaction at 800-520-1067. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I was just telling Vanessa, I went to Danny Elfman on Saturday at the bowl, and I went to Mel's Drive-In afterward. And I got to share with you guys, I went in there to see the picture, and I'm looking at it, and the staff comes up, and they're like, are these... do you know who these people are?
No way.
Hold on.
I swear. I go, yeah, they're on the morning show on K-Rock. They were talking about it, and they said, yeah, we seriously thought somebody came in and just put their picture up.
So great. Yeah.
No, but the manager said we could.
Well, it was a little confusing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled all the pictures of Diddy off the wall at the Mel's in Hollywood, and we decided, great, they've got some open space. Let's call them and convince them to put our picture up. I still think the guy thought we were joking, and then when I showed up there with the actual picture, he took it, but I thought they were going to throw it right in the garbage. I didn't think there was any chance they were putting it on the wall. You actually saw it on the wall there, though.
Yeah, I saw it. Diddy Free since 2003.
Diddy Free since 2003.
Yeah, that's the one. That's how we signed it. I can't believe it's still on the wall. I thought I assumed that some more important manager was going to come by and be like, get these losers off the wall. But apparently it's still there.
They honestly thought that you came in there and just put your picture on the wall and walked out. The staff, they had been talking about it since you put it up.
That's so funny.
That is so great. They just have no idea.
Yeah, it's two random people on the wall instead of Diddy.
Which, right. By the way, I bet some celebrity has done that. I'm going to sign this and just put this here in this spot.
We should forget about celebrity. We should start doing that to promote this dumb show.
Exactly.
Start going into
our
places.
Own marketing purposes.
The place I go, I don't really dry clean a lot because I wear t-shirts most of the time, but I used to go to a dry cleaner, and only in L.A. Guys get like 8x10 glossies of every, star ever behind the thing. I'm like, is every single...
rich people love dry cleaning.
I couldn't even figure it out. I mean, at one point, I couldn't find my shirt because the walls and walls of, Susan Sarandon and,
it's the collared shirt between Mario Lopez and Carrot Top.
It's always Lopez. All right, well, thanks for stopping by, and thanks for supporting the show, and thanks for telling Mel's who we are. We really appreciate you, Ryan. Thanks, dude.
100%. Love you guys.
All right, appreciate it. All right, if you'd like $100 of Allie's money, easy money, all you got to do is get on the phones now. 800-520-1067. 5 questions about the news. Ooh, there's one answer I think you'll get, and we'll get to that next on K-Rock. Hard to keep track with all the big announcements happening in the world, and of course the most important one will be happening exactly 1 hour from now tomorrow when we give you all the details for K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas, the greatest holiday tradition since the birth of baby Jesus. You will get those details tomorrow morning, 7:30 here at K-Rock, and of course if you're watching along, apparently not only just live on the YouTube this morning at K-Rock, but we're also up on Twitch as well, so take a break from watching them gamers saying racist things and come over and check us out. Let's get to your Allie Knows the News for $100 of easy money.
5 questions, you win or lose. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Super easy, fun to play, and easy to win.
She's Pooger the Cougars, and she's shaped like a shoe. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
If you would like to leave your own DIY theme songs, you're more than welcome to. That's why we got this GOAT line for you, 24-7, 365, and that number is 844-956-GOAT.
And my confidence is zero.
That's right. Every time Allie gets just a little confidence, just a little bit, there's a new GOAT line call that immediately strips it away.
I do try and find the compliment buried deep in there somewhere. I'm like, what kind of shoe?
Yeah. And then you find out it's a Croc. And you're like, damn
I'm like, dad, damn.
Let's say hi to Dave in Garden Grove this morning. Lots of ways to interact with the show. Calls and texts at 800-520-1067. Are you ready to win $100 of Allie's money, Dave?
I'm ready, and I like the new YouTube channel, too.
Oh, you're already up watching on YouTube. Look at that. I didn't realize so many people would want us to keep them company while they're getting dressed in the morning. But
you guys
apparently
got to get rid of the elevator music, though, on the break.
We're
working on it.
We just had a conversation about that. This is a work in progress, as is the show, but we want to make sure that we're available to you however you want to consume us.
And what we should play...
There's a lot of legal issues for why we can't do a lot of things, and eventually I think we're just going to
Can't put this on there's nothing legally we can play that.
It's a big legal issue.
I'm going to sue your ass if you play that.
Okay,
right.
Got it.
Even that will get old after about 4 minutes.
Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studio now. We'll go ahead and everyone can watch you actually do this. This is crazy. People don't necessarily believe what we say on the show, so she's leaving. Everyone check out Allie's ass on the way out, and then we will get into this round. 5 questions. Let's see how you do, Dave. Your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now. Hit it.
Allie Knows the news.
All right. This person was just declared the 47th president of the United States of America.
Let's go, Trump.
Question number two. This mural of former Dodger great is officially completed.
Pronounced Venezuela.
Question number three. Starbucks says they will no longer be charging extra for this add-on that they've been putting in drinks and charging for a while now. What is no longer going to be an extra charge?
Caffeine.
Caffeine, great guess. That would be terrible. Charge extra for that. Question number four. A bunch of celebrity chefs have told the general public that if you want your Thanksgiving side dishes to taste better, there's one ingredient you must add to all of them to instantly make them better. What is the ingredient that all of these celebrity chefs are saying we need to use more of?
Gravy.
And finally, online bidding has just begun on this iconic pair of shoes worn in a movie, and they believe this is going to bring in millions of dollars. Which iconic pair of shoes has the bidding begun on?
I'm going to say Back to the Future Part 2.
All right. Those are some great Nikes. Let's bring Allie and we'll score it together. Allie's battling Dave, Garden Grove. Tomorrow morning around this time, you'll have another shot at $100 of easy money.
Pretty good job, Dave.
Pretty good job, Dave. Even the ones you were wrong about, and there were some, you still sounded confident. I like that. It's a lot better than the bunch of mouth breathers that usually call right now and go, hey, I got nothing. Question number... We love our audience, by the way. Sorry. Question number one. Allie, here we go. This person was just declared the 47th president of the United States of America.
That would be Donald J. Trump.
That's right. Allie said it for a while now. She's been his biggest supporter. He called earlier to thank her, and that is the correct answer.
Question... That definitely was a real call.
Definitely a real call. Question number two. He got that as well. It's tied up 1-1. If that's the way you're finding out the results of the election, sorry to break it to you, but
terrible
that's...
terrible during Allie Knows the News.
That's how you found out. Question number...
What?
Two.
I know.
The mural of this legendary Dodger is finally complete and available to enjoy.
Fernando Valenzuela.
That is correct. You got that as well. 2-2. That mural has just been deported. I just found out this morning. That is unfortunate. I don't know why, but apparently that entire building has now been moved south of the border.
It's going to become the wall.
Question.
The wall.
It's going to be a beautiful part of the wall, but I don't like it. I had nothing to do with it. We got a question number three. Starbucks.
I'm glad that guy can eat now.
Finally.
The guy that made
feed
the mural.
Feed that painter. Question number three. Starbucks says they're no longer charging for this that they were adding to drinks and charging more for.
Oh.
They will say now it is included in the cost of your drink. What is it?
Is it pump?
Pump of what?
A flavor.
No, good guess. He said caffeine. Not a good guess. All of the milk, all of the dairy alternatives that used to be a little add-on.
Like oat and almond.
They're
and
saying that's now all part of it.
Good.
So we got a question number four. No one gets the
all
point.
All milk is created equal.
Question four. A bunch of celebrity chefs have weighed in. They said if you, as a regular at-home cook, want to make your Thanksgiving taste better, you just need to be adding more of this ingredient to all of your side dishes.
Yeah, I did read about this. Butter,
that's,
shocker.
That is the most obvious answer ever. Yeah. They say that just by adding more butter, everything will be tasting better, and he did not get that right. But
tons of butter and tons of sugar.
Allie did, and she goes up by one with one question left. And online bidding has begun for an iconic pair of shoes worn in this movie. They believe it's going to bring in millions of dollars. Iconic shoes. What movie?
It's probably the Dorothy shoes.
The Dorothy shoes.
From Wizard of Oz. I feel like those always come up.
He said the Nikes from Back to the Future 2, which is another iconic pair of movie shoes. But in this particular case, the ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz.
Didn't they get sold? Yeah.
I think they get sold, resold, stolen, brought back, sold again.
There's numerous pairs, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think what happens is people...
buy them because they're red. It's the red wave.
That's why. There's more Trump support. All right. Well, thank you for playing, Dave. Thanks for joining us on our first ever live visual version of this Allie Knows the News. And what must you shamefully admit as we hang up on you instantly?
I'm David from Garden Grove, and Allie Knows the News.
That's right. Thank you. Tomorrow morning, you'll have another shot to get some of this sweet Allie cash.
Another flavor shot.
She's paying out. All right, it says I'm supposed to play this Coldplay song now, but it's not loaded, so I got to load it manually. Oh, you guys get to watch all the cool stuff that happens here behind the scenes when there's all sorts of mistakes. Huh? Hey, Omar.
What song?
You want to stall?
Where do you want me to put it?
We're supposed to be playing Feel Like I'm Falling in Love, but it's just not loaded. I don't know what's going on here, but that's the next song queued up. Anyway, let's tell you what we have in store for you today on the show, because it's going to be a decent show. Petty Claims Court. We have a couple whose relationship's hanging in the balance. You will get to instantly become a jury of their peers. The great and very funny and my own high school classmate, Whitney Cummings, will be joining us later this morning as well. She's got some shows coming up in Anaheim. And she will come on, I think, to determine who is a worse parent between Allie and myself, because she's a new parent herself, so she's able to now judge. And because Vanessa is leaving later today to go to Columbia, weird day to leave the country, we will hear all of your stories of times where you got stranded abroad, because she is most likely going to get stranded abroad, and she doesn't think she will. But we're pretty sure that she will.
I don't know anymore.
All right. There's some confidence.
It's a glass half full positivity there.
Let's give you this from our good buddy Chris Martin. And then we will continue with the show next on K-Rock.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a beautiful love song from the great Chris Martin of Coldplay. Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. And I think it's only fitting right now to play the most romantic message that has ever been left on the GOAT line in the history of the GOAT line, coming out of such a romantic song. A message that has been left for Vanessa. And I think that if you are one of these people that is jaded and you feel like love don't exist anymore, and perhaps you're like, man, my last 5 dates have been terrible, I don't think that there's anyone out there for me. I'm giving up. Even like Allie, when she finally went gay, said, there's no man for me. Got to go women now. Right, Allie? Isn't that how it worked?
Yeah. I just ran out.
She ran ran out of hope. Said, I got to go with my own gender. You hear this message, and all of a sudden, you will realize love is very much alive.
Yo, Klein Allie Show. I called back like 2-3 months ago. I was the plumber talking about when they clean up job sites and they clean the porta potties and make soup. This has nothing to do with that.
Forget that part of the message. This guy just happens to also clean porta potties, but that's not where the romance starts. Here's where the romance starts.
I'm calling strictly with the intentions of, if Vanessa hasn't gotten married yet, listen, I will sacrifice myself and I will marry her so that she can, you know, nothing goes wrong when she tries to go back to freaking Colombia. But, you know, unless Johnny already married her, then, you know, that's on him.
No, Johnny didn't.
Yeah, I'm here, Vanessa. We got you, bro.
Vanessa, is that the sweetest proposal you've ever heard? We got you, bro. This guy is a plumber. He's got a job. He works in porta potties. And he'll
probably be here by 8 a.m. for a wedding.
He is proposing a marriage to you right now, so you don't have to go back to Colombia to get
your
stamp.
I'm an American citizen. I don't need to get married. I'm good on that front.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I feel like we should just shore up every loose end, you know?
I'm 100% fine. It's just that Colombia won't let me out, maybe.
Did you not hear? This man say, pour his heart out to you and say that he makes soup in the porta potties by day but would marry you right now?
But I don't need to marry him.
Right.
I don't need to marry anyone because I'm an American citizen.
Are you sure?
I'm a naturalized American citizen. We're good, guys.
So you're rejecting his proposal?
Yes, rejection.
It's not about her re-entering the United States. That she can do legally. It's that Colombia might not let her go.
Right.
It's like the opposite of what would usually happen, maybe.
So, it's like a finder's keepers thing.
Right, exactly. Because you owe them a bunch of kilos or something?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the real reason?
Because my passport's expired. My Colombian one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason.
Why do you need two?
What?
Why do you need two passports?
Yeah, I'm with Jake.
Colombia wants me to have the Colombian one because they're like, even though you live there most of your life, you're still a Colombian citizen, so you need to get out with that one.
I have a real issue with people that are passport flexers where they'll say things like,
I got two.
Yeah, some people are like three, like, oh, well, I have three. If things go bad.
Well, I also have an Irish passport.
Right. Like, all right, great.
Yeah, whatever.
Good for you. You know how hard it is for me to keep my one American passport? I've lost that thing so many times.
You're like, you're just always at CVS taking stupid passports. passport photos.
Pictures again.
Loser.
Just stand there where that guy cares not at all. Goes, yeah, you look okay. Giant shadow on my dumb face. All right, well, Vanessa, anyway, I think it's a beautiful way to start the show today, a marriage proposal. That's all I'm saying. And the fact that you were so quick to just say no to the guy.
The porta potty soup guy.
So sad because he was doing that for you. He said he wanted to help you out, bro. Has anyone ever proposed marriage to you before?
No.
So there you go. You got that going for you. We'll take a quick break. You should call your mom and tell her the big news. You just got proposed to. Quick break. Oh, we're back with more show to get to. We'll find out what's actually going on in the news with your ADD news. Of course, if you're just joining us live this morning, exciting news for us because you can listen on K-Rock as always, but you can also watch along on the YouTube as we are live today. It's a little experiment. See how it's doing. Spread the word and let some people know that we're doing this. And we'll be right back with more show next. K-Rock. Let's get to your news, then we'll figure out what else we got in store for you today. King's tickets and much more tomorrow morning, 7:30, the announcement you've been waiting for, the greatest holiday tradition since the birth of baby Jesus. That is K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas. Details upon details. We'll give you everything you need to know and hopefully start giving you tickets tomorrow at 7:30 right here on K-Rock. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Oh, shit, I left my stove on.
All right, so we have a new president, and the nail-biter race turned into not a nail-biter really at all. And I guess Kamala was right. She really did need that $25 from me.
Yeah, you could have helped, Allie.
I really ignored all those texts.
El Cheapo.
She's like, just $25 more.
$25 would have made the difference.
And push it.
El Cheapo goes, not from me. You'll be fine.
Yeah, so now I guess people who didn't support as much as they should have, maybe having some regret this morning. Locally, a lot of people are upset, but Orange County's thrilled. Now that the Senate controls the House, Republicans are now controlling the Senate and the House, so it's a red wave. And yes, this is a big victory for Republicans, but it's even more of a failure for Democrats who didn't impress when they had the power. And then, you know, you have a geriatric candidate who couldn't really put sentences together. Everyone thought he was going to do his second term in diapers if he won, and then the Hail Mary was Kamala. So now we will see how things change now that the right has the right of way. And just for reference, here are some of the crucial voters from swing states and how they came to decide the future of our country.
Brian Flores, you just voted.
I did.
And this is in North Carolina.
And tell me about how you came to this decision.
So I wasn't going to vote at all until my girlfriend was blowing up my phone telling me to go vote. And if I didn't, she was going to break up with me. So now I'm here.
Great. That makes a good point. That's right. In North Carolina.
Everyone makes decisions based on sex and money.
Sex and money and food. Sex, money, and food motivate. So if your girlfriend says, I'm leaving if you don't go vote, you got to get that sticker.
Yeah.
Listen, I saw a few people. I don't want to give names, but where I was, because they were very protective of the stickers. And they would only give you the sticker after you left the ballot machine, whatever. But there's a few people.
So you think people were walking up just getting a sticker and leaving?
Oh, I saw people, Allie.
What?
Oh, yes. Oh, I witnessed it. Stolen valor. They did not vote. They went in. They said, hey, can I get a sticker? And they're like, well, you're supposed to go through the process and da-da-da. And they go, oh, I'm going to do it later, but I just want the sticker. And I saw a few people take the sticker.
You know what else I heard was that some of those 50% off promises that were given weren't even happening.
Yeah.
Like Uber and Lyft and all these like, hey, it's 50% off if you're going to a polling place. And they're like, no, it isn't.
Yeah, I just
the stolen valor there too, saying you get an election perk when you don't.
Just started making up stuff. I like went over to Morton's and I was like, oh, I heard all the steaks you can eat are free today. Here's my sticker. And they're like, really? I'm like, oh yeah, look it up.
Put it on the steak when it's done.
Whenever. But people were trying to get all sorts of freebies.
Yeah. So there was also, wasn't just the president, obviously, that was decided. It has been, here are some of the local results that are coming through. Not all of them are in yet, but the main one, perhaps most importantly, locally, we have a new DA. I don't think it's been official, but it's pretty, like, it's not close. George Gascon will likely lose his job. He's been highly criticized for being way too soft on crime. I think the whole Menendez brothers thing was like a last ditch, like, hey, I'm the cool guy, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that he's going to lose his job. And, you know, that was it's not a close vote. I mean, Nathan Hochman has 61% of the vote right now. And then the rent control expansion seems like that's not going to pass, but the drug and theft crime penalties, Proposition 36, has 70% yes. So yeah. That's the other one that people are just really fed up with, is that, okay, you know, if I steal X amount of dollars worth of stuff, it's just a misdemeanor and I can just kind of slap on the wrist, get back to it.
I think the number was like 950, anything under 950, they were just going, no big deal. And now they're saying, like, let's go ahead and bring a little order back to this city. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. And then just, you know, if you're feeling sad about things, if you're, you know, a Democrat that's feeling sad this morning, maybe you've cut people out of your life because of the way they voted. And I just wanted to share some good news. If you don't have any friends, according to a new study, that means you're going to live longer, and that the less friends you have, the more protected you are against disease.
So there you go.
See?
Because your friends are riddled with germs.
Glass half full situation. If you've had to cut people out of your life, it's going to help you live longer, according to a new study.
So you got that going for you as we kick off your Wednesday morning. You're more than welcome to join us on K-Rock YouTube. It's K-Rock.